What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Well, for long-time listeners of 98.5, you would probably know the name Rodney Olsen as a former morning announcer here, and you might even know of his love of cycling, especially over long distances. These days, Rodney is Compassion Australia's relationship manager here in the West, but he's combining his desire to help children in poverty through compassion with his love of riding, and he's here to explain more. G'day, Rodney.
G'day. It's so good to be here on the other side of the desk to what I used to be.
It is an odd thing for us to do. Normally we would be chopping and changing studios and all sorts of things, but now you're here in your capacity with Compassion, and I must say I've been looking forward to this.
So have I. Absolutely, yeah. JD.
We do go back some way. Look, some may remember you organising teams to ride from Perth from Albany when you presented the Morning Cafe show many, many times. And you're doing a similar ride this year, but you're also embarking on a significantly longer ride next year, 2018. So let's start with the big ride, because that really captures my imagination. Next September, is it, 2018? Yeah. What's happening there?
Yeah, so across September, October next year, it's going to take us about 4 and a bit weeks. We're going to be heading off on Ride for Compassion coast to coast. It's going to take us 28 riding days. We'll have 4 rest days. The average riding distance for those days is going to be about 150 kilometres a day, but there will be a few days that are just under the 200k mark. So it's a very big event.
Yeah, the word grueling comes to mind because I've been part of a couple of rides. You are certainly not... this is not the first ride across Australia for you. You've done many of them. And actually, I want to ask you, what is it about putting yourself through this grueling ride that draws you back to getting on the bike and going across the Nullarbor?
I do remember the second time that I was going across the Nullarbor, and a guy who, it was his first time, and he rode up alongside me, and he was looking around just thinking of the wonder of it all, and he says, "You know what, Rodney, this is amazing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience." And I said to him, "Yeah, Reg, and it's my second time." But I've ridden across the Nullarbor 5 times now. Mm. So a couple of times to Canberra, once to Adelaide, once to Sydney, and once to Hobart. And I just love it. I just love being out there. You get up in the morning, what shall I do? Well, let's ride for a couple of hundred Ks. Yeah. And where should we ride? Well, we came from that direction, so we're going the opposite way today, because there are no other crossroads or anything out there. But I just love it to be out there, to see God's creation, to be doing it for a good cause, to be doing it within a team, and all those things coming together. It's just wonderful. As I say, I've done it in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s. I've yet to do it in my 50s. So next year's the one.
Wow. Of course, I was part of the ride to Sydney as the support driver driving the bus behind all the riders. That was a unique way to see across Australia for the very first time. So any riders that might be wanting to actually take part in this, this is a unique opportunity, isn't it?
It really is. And we're looking for riders. We're also looking for support crew, just like you were then, JD, driving the bus or driving a car behind us to provide that support. But if people are sort of captured by this idea, I know for a number of cyclists, it's really one of those bucket list things of riding all the way across, coast to coast. We're going to be starting off in Perth, ending up at Compassion's headquarters over in Newcastle. Coast to coast, it's a great opportunity for a good cause. If they're interested, get in touch. I'd love to hear from some riders or people who think, you know what, I've got 18 months to train. I reckon I could do it.
Mm. Yeah, there is a bit of training that needs to be done.
Just a bit.
And there's a lot of safety aspects that you think about too. And so, you know, with the support vehicles, they're watching out for the rider's safety and things. But you did say something to me on one particular ride after you'd come off your bike at one stage on the side of the road, and it was in the gravel. And you said those signs that say soft shoulders, it ain't necessarily so when you're coming off a bike.
Well, when you actually rub your face along the side of the road at about 35 k's an hour, soft shoulders, not so much. Just, they're not. I can assure you of that.
Anyone listening, don't let that put you off being part of this, because it really is a great experience to actually be part of a team to ride across from one side of Australia to another. And I can tell you for one thing that Rodney is a great team leader in doing that, because I've been part of a couple of teams doing that and also some smaller rides. So, get in touch with Rodney with Compassion and find out about this. Of course, there is a ride coming up this year, this September, which is a bit of a shorter ride, and you've got some great riders coming for that. We'll talk about that. We'll just pause for a song right now, though. My guest is Rodney Olsen, who is Compassion Australia's relationship manager here in the West. Back with more in a moment on 98.5. You're with JD on 98.5. Rodney Olsen is my guest. He's from Compassion Australia. He's the relationship manager here in the West. We've been talking, Rodney, about this big ride next year from Perth to Newcastle for Compassion. But there is a shorter ride coming up this year from Albany to Perth. Tell us a little bit about that particular ride.
Well, since 2009, we've been running a ride between Albany and Perth. The first one was from Perth down to Albany. Since then, we've turned the direction around and we've come back. As you mentioned earlier, JD, when I was the morning announcer here, I used to broadcast on the road. So broadcast from whatever town we were in up until midday, then we'd get on our bikes and off we'd go. When I moved across to Compassion, it became very much a Compassion ride. But I must say a huge thanks to 98.5, who have continued to support the ride, but it's the ride for Compassion these days, and we still do that ride from Albany to Perth. A lot of fun. I've got to say, though, if you're thinking of riding this year, too late, because it's already full. Even though it's not until October, it's already full, but we are looking for some support drivers, those who want to come along and just help out in any way they can, preparing a few lunches, just looking after the riders on the road. It's something you know well because you've done it. Yeah. Should I sign you up now? Or?
Well, you did tell me about the dates, and I'm checking my calendar.
Very good.
And asking my wife to see if I'm available. But it is good fun because it's part of the team, an integral part of the team, being support drivers and looking after the safety of the riders, you know, behind them, and doing the lunches and packing up the gear and all that sort of stuff. It's a very, very important part of what the ride is about. But of course, it is for Compassion. So obviously, it's a fundraising event as well for Compassion. So what are Compassion able to do with the funds from a ride like this?
Well, I guess the big picture with Compassion is that we're an organisation that's working in 25 developing nations around the world. At the moment, working with around 1.8 million children through around 7,000 churches in those places. We have 12 partner countries, so like Australia, the US, the UK and others that are resourcing the work there, but it's all done locally through the local churches. So that's what we do. And most people know about us through sponsoring children. They have the opportunity to build relationship and also provide financially for kids over the long term. But there are other things that aren't necessarily covered by sponsorship. When there's a big project that needs to be done, then we do significant fundraising for that. So this year, the Ride for Compassion, Albany to Perth, is raising money for 5 kitchens in different child development centres connected to local churches in Bangladesh, where there is a great need. And of course, one of the things that those in desperate poverty need is food security. And so when the kids go along to the church where the Compassion Project is held, they want to have a really good meal. But that can't happen if we don't have the facilities. So we're not talking like a big commercial kitchen like we would imagine here in Australia, but we are talking a healthy kitchen, a kitchen that can provide hygienically prepared food. And we're able to, through this year's ride, provide 5 of them in Bangladesh. So that's the big picture for this year's ride.
Fantastic. My guest is Rodney Olsen, who is the relationships manager at Compassion Australia here in the West. Now, Rodney, you're obviously very passionate about Compassion. Why is it? I mean, what draws you to be part of this? And you know, are you able to be out and about in the community actually telling more people about what you're doing and what Compassion is all about?
My first brush with compassion was back in 2008 while I was working here at 98.5, and I was invited to see Compassion's work on the field in Haiti. So I went there and saw that, and it was a remarkable trip in so many ways. Saw the work in Haiti, but also in Dominican Republic at that time. And God started to work in my heart. I had already had a passion for social justice, for those who are poor, but really that revved up. And so over a period of years, I became more and more involved, helping out where I could, doing some fundraising and everything. And when the opportunity towards the end of 2013 came up to actually work for Compassion, even though I loved what I was doing here at 98.5, I thought, I've got to take that opportunity. This is a God thing. So I moved into that. And for the last three and a bit years, that's what I've been doing. I go to churches week by week. I meet with pastors. I tell people. So sometimes I'm preaching at a local church or giving a 10-minute presentation and saying, this is what we do. This is what it's all about. We are Christ-centered, we are child-focused, and we are church-based. That's what Compassion's about. So to be able to get that message out to people has just been wonderful. We're busy releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. So I couldn't think of a better place to be. And, to answer your question, I do get out and about, always looking for more opportunities in churches or to chat with pastors to see if this is something that really fits with their mission goals. But that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So how do people get in contact with you to find out if they can get you to come and talk with them?
I'll give you a couple of contacts. One is my mobile number people can call me on, which is 0412 177 307. If you've got a pen and you've managed to jot that down, 0412 177 307. You can email me if you like, which is ROLSEN, so rolson@compassion.com.au. Or if they're looking at details for the ride and then want to get in touch as well, they can do that through our Ride for Compassion website, which is rideforcompassion.com. So you can find out details about this year's ride, next year's ride, or just generally get in touch with me through rideforcompassion.com.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll check my calendar and see if I'm available for this year's ride. If I'm not, I'm sure that you're going to get plenty of requests from people who say, yeah, I want to be a support. And of course, if you want to know more about next year's ride from Perth to Newcastle, go online to that website and have a look, because it will be a huge ride. Rodney, God bless you, mate, and great to see you, and wish you all the best for what you're doing with Compassion, and especially for these particular rides we've been talking about. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, JD, and again, thanks to 98.5, who have been incredibly supportive of Compassion over so many years. It's good to be here.
It's Rodney Olsen, Compassion Australia's Relationship Manager here in the West. It is JD here with you on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.